I'd like you to turn with me to 1 Thessalonians, the first chapter. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. The Apostle Paul here begins by commending the Thessalonians for their faith. And he states as a part of that in verse 4 that he was aware of, beloved brethren, your election by God. That term election is one that is a term that is greatly misunderstood in the religious world today. The word simply means choosing. And so God chose us. God chose the Thessalonians. And as such, that is referred to as election. It is true that God chooses. The passages are replete throughout the New Testament, which indicates that choosing. What is not taught, however, is the misconception that is so prevalent, and that is, since God chooses us, it has absolutely nothing to do with us. In other words, that we have no part to play in our salvation. Our salvation is in no way dependent upon ourselves. That's not what is taught, and it's not what is taught in this particular context. I want you to notice the statement made in verse 5, our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power. And notice verse 6, you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction. And then as he continues on, in verse 9 he says, they had been so faithful with regard to their acceptance of God and the work that they did, that the Macedonians and all through Achaia, everybody was aware of it. And so he says in verse 9 that they themselves, these others who are witnesses of their election, being chosen of God, they declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for His Son from heaven. So there is an indication that as a part of that election process, that God chooses individuals who turn to Him. Now, when we talk about what must I do to be saved, the thing that always comes to my mind whenever the word turn is used is the concept of repentance. Repentance is a turning. It is not only godly sorrow, but a determination to no longer commit those sins. In other words, you are turning away from sin and turning to God. That's what repentance truly is. And of course, Jesus said, unless you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And so, we are chosen by God, but those who are chosen by God are the ones who turn away from, in this case, idolatry, but away from sin and turn to serve the living and true God. Now, notice the last point to be made in this particular text in verse 10. Not only did you turn to serve, but also to wait, to serve and to wait. And that's what all of us are to do. We are to serve God and wait for the Son to come again. And if you want to put it concisely, you want to just sum it up simply, if you are a child of God, your purpose in life is to serve God and to wait for the coming of the Son. Now, Jesus is not slack concerning His promise concerning His coming, as some count slackness. He's long-suffering. He hasn't come yet, but that doesn't mean He's not going to. He certainly will. So we persist in serving Him until such time as Jesus comes again. In order to be prepared, or let me rephrase that, in order to gain access to eternity and to be with heaven for that eternity, we have to be prepared. And preparation comes by responding, turning to God. So that is the purpose of the invitation this evening. We want to invite anyone who is here, who's not a child of God, to do what we mentioned before. Repent of your sins. Turn to God. If you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, then you can do as the Jews on the day of Pentecost did in Acts 2:38. When they said, men and brethren, what must we do? Peter said, repent. Let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. 3,000 souls did it that day. 3,000 souls. Perhaps there is one this evening who will take that same step. We offer the opportunity to you, and if you would like to come forward, become a child of God. We will assist you in any way we can. If there's any other need that you may have, we offer ourselves to you as well. Would you come? Together we stand. While we sing.